Bonjour, c'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme connu comme La Tasse de Café, jeudi matin. Et ça, c'est Marc avec Charlie. And welcome back, Charlie Manuel. It's good to have you back, sir.
Well, hello, bonjour. C'est bon.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, Charlie. We've been missing you.
On est ici encore. C'est ça, ici. Ça veut dire de la santé un peu improuvée.
Yes, sir. It's good to hear your voice, and we're going to talk about the big thing that the big event that happened. For those of you who were there, you know how much it was a fun event. And for those of you who missed it, shame on you. And hopefully, you'll be with us next year because it was a good one. Our program La Tasse de Café est présenté à vous comme un service par Villeplan Transmission, Epic Insurance, Pizza Shack, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Perry Pete Ford, Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center, Robert Perron Plumbing, Prairie Roan Rice, Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, Blake's Pharmacy, Lakeview RV Park, H2O Pools and Supplies, Cajun Catfish, et le Bearwood Furniture Center. Ça, c'est les sponsors qui fait possible notre programme. And don't forget, the phone lines are wide open, 337-363-2124, 363-2124. Charlie, what was your impression of last night's La Tasse de Café reunion?
Wow.
That's a good one. Yes, I would say the same thing. It, without a doubt, in my opinion, Charlie, was the biggest crowd of people, young people, as well as our regular listeners and callers. I mean, it was the restaurant was packed.
I'll tell you one thing I observed, though, Mark. I observed the pride that our instructors took in their work. They all grouped up together, and they all did these songs, these songs. But then they took it upon themselves. They took their classes, their individual classes, and they put on their right foot forward, otherwise.
Their own little individual presentations, and it was all good. They had the Pledge of Allegiance. We even had Our Father, the prayer in French, and all these kids did a wonderful job performing and singing songs. It was all good, Charlie. So it looks good. And you know what, Charlie? I'm thinking that one of those kids down the road could be a future KVPI French announcer right here.
Tasse de Café.
Yeah, on La Tasse de Café, or doing the news in French.
One thing that also, Mark, that we picked up on conversation, that we have some of our French immersion teachers who are here in their final year.
That's what I heard.
They're putting their best foot forward, of course. And is there any plans on expanding to the other schools, primary schools in the parish? Do you know for next year?
Not that I know of. All I know is that they're going to keep expanding to a newer grade. You know, it started in kindergarten and then first, and it went to second. I think now they're up to the third grade in both schools.
Well, that's who the last ones that came in last time.
And then I think they're going to keep expanding. They're going to go fourth and then the fifth, and they're going to keep going. So as these kids promote to the next grade, they'll have immersion all the way to high school.
Well, ça, c'est bon.
Yes, sir. So give us a call if you went to the event. Let us know what you think about our event last night. And all of us were there. We had Jim, we had Charlie, myself, Mike Perron. We were all there. And you know what, Charlie? We got to see a lot of people that I heard on the radio, on the phone, but we never saw in person. We got to meet. In fact, we met this couple, Charlie, and I think you met them too. They came up to us and shook our hands. This is a couple, a man and a woman from Avoyelles Parish that are faithful listeners to us. And they just came by and said, hey, we want to come meet you guys, and we are faithful listeners, so thank you very much.
Yeah, our gentleman was from the big little town of Evergreen.
Evergreen, yes.
And then just down the road, the lady was from Marksville.
Good. So if they're listening in, or any of you who went to the event last night, including the parents of these children, tell us what you think about the experience of having your kids learn our beautiful French language. We want to hear from you. 363-2124. Donnez-nous un call.
Le mot du jour, Marc.
Okay.
C'est temps pour le mot du jour.
Yes, sir.
Quit. Q-U-I-T.
Lâcher.
Ah, quit.
Lâcher.
J'arrête.
What's that? J'arrête?
Oui, je peux arrêter.
Arrêter, OK.
OK, ça veut dire, laisse-moi tranquille. Je peux arrêter.
OK.
Tu connais pas si c'est vrai ou pas de cette histoire-là. Tu souhaites dire un joke, hein?
I hope so. We got to keep talking.
Bye, Mark. Where's she going?
No. You stay here.
No. That's the word of the day. Q-U-I-T. Quit. Arrête ou arrêtez.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
There you go. On va pas arrêter. Pasteur.
No.
C'est trop de bonheur pour arrêter.
So while we wait for that first phone call, Charlie, you know, we got to talk about food on La Tasse de Café. And let's talk about a delicious place to enjoy a great meal. And that's at Cajun Catfish Buffet.
Today's birthdays and anniversaries are brought to you by a proud supporter of our beautiful swamp pop music, Cajun Catfish and Buffet on Chico Road. Here is your invitation from John DeVille and the crew at Cajun Catfish Buffet to come enjoy a delicious meal tonight. Take advantage of their Thursday night special at Cajun Catfish Buffet. Two all-you-can-eat buffets, just $30. Children ages 4 to 12, only $9.99. Wednesday is Senior Citizens Night. Seniors can enjoy their incredible buffet for $14.99. Their regular price is $22.99. For you crab lovers, Friday and Saturday nights enjoy their Crab Extravaganza Buffet for only $29.99. Cajun Catfish Buffet is open Wednesday through Saturday night from 5 to 9 p.m. with a large seafood buffet each night and over 30 items to choose from, including blue crabs, boiled shrimp, fried fish, shrimp etouffee, also seafood gumbo, jambalaya, and much more. And you can order from their huge menu as well. Phone 363-6006. Cajun Catfish Buffet on Highway 167, just north of Ville Platte. That's right. Go by and enjoy a delicious meal with John and the whole crew at Cajun Catfish Buffet tonight. T'es paré pour des calls, Charlie?
Oh, c'est moi, t'es paré pour Charlie. Et bonjour, qui s'y parle?
Hey, Mr. Charlie, I want to welcome you back to the station.
Well, thank you, Stephen. We appreciate it.
I thought I had a way to go to the reunion last night, but it didn't work out too well. When I was finished with a limited, it's hard for me to go somewhere after 5 o'clock. So sometimes it's hard for me to get somewhere at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Uh-huh.
So that's my problem, to get somewhere at night. But I listen to y'all all the time. So I'm glad you're feeling okay now.
I'm feeling better.
That's good. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that and the thoughts to go with it.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Stephen, another call. Charlie?
Et bonjour. Qui tu parles?
This is Ray Dupuchin.
Monsieur Dupuchin, comment ça va?
Mais c'est bon ce matin.
Mais ça, c'est correct.
Je voudrais vous dire que j'ai pas été au meeting hier le soir. J'avais tant à faire la fin. Mais je veux te conter que... Mais ça, je vais parler en anglais. C'est plus easy pour moi. I used to drive a school bus, and I took the French immersion kids on a field trip. And when I didn't know they had that. And when they got in the bus and started speaking with their teachers and the teachers speaking with them, it did my heart so much good to hear our native language spoken and spoken well. It was a pleasure.
Uh-huh. You understood? A subject you could understand as well.
I'm sorry, was that?
You could understand their conversation as well.
Oh, yeah, very well. Yeah. These kids speak very fluent French, and they know what they're saying. They understand it. They don't just talk it. I'm proud of what they're doing here.
Well, great. And I hope the French immersion people are listening, getting an earful.
I hope so, too. They deserve the praise.
And you, if you'd have been there last night, you would have been proud of him.
Oh,
anyway.
You would have enjoyed that, Ray. It was very, very nice.
Oh, I know I would have. I just had too many other things in the fire.
But that's all right. We'll catch you next year.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ray. 363-2124. We want to hear your comments. A lot of you came. In fact, a lot of the parents of these French immersion kids, we want to hear from you. What did you think about the La Tasse reunion and especially about our French immersion program? And we invite our school officials, Mr. Lazard or Mr. Mike might be listening. We want to commend you for the vision in providing our kids and our grandkids the opportunity of learning our language so we can keep this culture and this language. Charlie, it's something to play the music, but you got to learn the language because that's what makes us so special. C'est notre langage pour charrier, pour parler en français. That's the whole thing is our language. We don't want to lose it.
Hey, and I was amused by the fact as to how shy they were when it came down to introducing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I posed a question to their teacher and asked if they were that shy in the classroom. They said no. But last night before in a crowd, they shied away from that. But, you know, c'était joli, c'est bien nice. Et on va le faire un autre fois encore l'année qui vient. Et c'est là on a perdu un vieux membre dans notre programme ici, Madame Avelina Gooden. On va dire ça ici encore. Ça a été notre plaisir de être un honneur d'avoir eu la dame avec nous autres pour des années de sur notre programme.
That's right. In fact, I think she was with us a year ago, Charlie.
Yes, she was.
So we're going to miss Miss Gooden, and our love and prayers go to her family. 363-2124. The phone lines are open. Give us a call à ce matin sur la tasse de café pour un jeudi matin. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatan and Villeplaine. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatania, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Villeplaine. Phone 363-7497.
All right, Mark, we don't have another call, huh?
No, sir.
Okay, I tell you what, if we don't have a call, we're going to talk about Villeplaine transmission. Number one thing is, if you're having transmission problems, you should come to the experts at Villeplaine Transmission, LLC Villeplaine. They offer you over 45 years of experience. Villeplaine Transmission works on any make, any model, any standard or automatic, domestic or import, and they have electronic overdrive specialists, and they offer nationwide warranty, free local towing with the major repairs, one-day service in most cases, and financing available, approved credit with it too, and they also accept Fuel Man. Villeplaine Transmission LLC is open Monday through Thursday, that's at 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Friday by appointments only at 1014 West Lincoln Road in Villeplaine. Or give them a call at 363-4897. Villeplaine Transmission LLC, transmission professionals at your service. Come and talk to Mr. Alan Moore.
363-2124. Thank you, Charlie. Et on a préspéré pour un autre phone call à ce matin sur notre programme connu comme la tasse de café. Un jeudi matin, et la grande fin de semaine est proche ici avec nous autres. And another big event's coming, taking place tomorrow, Charlie. And that's going to, in fact, maybe Miss Sharon might be listening in and maybe we can get her on the phone. Demain, c'est le anniversaire, the 9th anniversary of when the Swamp Pop Museum first opened up. It's been 9 years since it opened up, and they're having a big open house tomorrow. A lot of the Swamp Pop music stars will be there, so we're looking forward to that, Charlie.
Well, Mark, you said Miss Sharon. What about our buddies Rod Bernard and Tommy McLean, Johnny Allen, all these guys?
Yes.
They could plug that phone in and give us a little buzz. We'd like to hear from them on this program.
Or how about someone like Earl Taylor? I think he called us the other day.
Earl,
if you're listening in, I know that many of them are planning to be with us tomorrow for that big Swamp Pop open house. If you've never been to the Swamp Pop Museum, you need to come and check it out. I mean, it's really nice. And every time I go, Charlie, they keep adding more and more records and pictures and all kinds of memorabilia from all of these great stars. So it's very, very nice to see all that stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, that'd be a nice place to go meet your friends.
Exactly, exactly. And there's no admission charge, and they're going to have cake and refreshments, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to be doing a broadcast over there tomorrow morning from 10 to 12 noon. 363-2124. And I wonder if we paid the phone bill this month, Charlie.
I don't know. Did we?
Yeah, it's working.
It's working.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what we need to get people to call us.
And in the meantime, what do we do?
We're going to talk about another sponsor.
Okay.
Yes,
Bearwood
sir.
Furniture Center. The Bearwood Furniture Center is located, this is off of I-49 between Sunset and Cairn Crow. They're centrally located there. They have one location and one location only, and they do their professional work right there, and they will do it to please you. You go out there, you tell them what you have in mind, and they are going to take the ball from there, and they'll get it ready. And you know, as we said, you can get ready because the holiday season is coming along. So now's the time. Now's the time to be thinking. Place your order in advance. Don't get into a bind. Get it while you can at the best possible time. They'll take their time. They'll do it for you. Let's say, for example, you're expecting a little young one to start your family with. You don't have a baby chair and all this in the family. There's a good time to start one, and you can carry it on for heritage as well. A lot of this furniture can be carried on for heritage. For you, for your children, for anyone in the family, you can Bearwood Furniture. You can be sure that you're going to be satisfied, that they're going to help you build your dreams as you go along. Bearwood Furniture, 4975 Northwest Railroad, Northwest Evangeline Thruway. No, Northwest Evangeline Thruway. That's between Sunset and Cairn Crow. 363-896-5203.
All right, Charlie, t'es paré pour notre call?
Oh, yeah. Bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Mr. Charlie, this is Madame Dimitas from Eunice.
Les affaires est tout bon ce matin.
How's it going? It's nice. It's time it gets cool for a good gumbo.
Hey, but that's true, yeah. And boy, am I hungry for one.
A couple of years ago, they had came... I can't think of his name. The D.A., Earl Taylor and his band and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They had came to the Liberty Theater and they had done a show. And boy, it was good.
Is that the Boogie Kings?
Tommy McLean and all them, yes.
And the Boogie Kings.
I wish they'd come back and do it again.
It
was so good.
You know, Brenda, we put on a Swamp Pop thing every Mardi Gras Eve here in Ville Platte, so y'all need to come to the next one.
Okay, y'all have a good day and a good weekend.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Miss Brenda, for calling from Eunice. It's good to hear from her, 363-2124, sitting on numero de phone. And while we wait for another phone call, let's hear a message, Charlie, pour la Banque Evangeline, le Evangeline Bank.
The Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, a true Louisiana landmark of dependability for over 100 years. Modern banking services coupled with a friendly, experienced staff you can trust. The Evangeline Bank and Trust, also well experienced in the financial necessities needed for business success, agriculture, retail, service businesses. Evangeline is the bank of choice for prosperity. The Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, online at therealbank.com or like us on on Facebook.
Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We are your friends and neighbors in this community we share. For over 100 years, we're the name you trust. You know that we'll be there. We're your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank. Strong roots and financial wings to fly. We're large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank.
All right, one of our good sponsors, and our special thanks to all the staff at Evangeline Bank for being one of our good sponsors for so many years. On KVPI, La Tasse de Café, c'est à peu près 22 minutes après l'heure de 8 heures sur un gros jeudi matin. And tell you what, Charlie, while we wait for another phone call, let's hear an important message with you this morning sur La Tasse.
Okay. And that important message is Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Bordelon's Home Furnishings has three locations to better serve you. Marksville, in Crowley, and in Jenny's. They guarantee you one thing, that when you arrive, you're going to be greeted and treated like a member of the entire family. They're going to be treating you like royalty. And you're going to leave there feeling like royalty after you've dealt with the fine folks at the Bordelon Furniture Home Furnishings because of the fact that they have an outstanding selection of furniture for all of the residents of your home, any room of your home, I mean. Or you can also find a complete mattress department that they feature. They have features that they can offer you, and they can offer it to you right then and there. They can offer you some delivery service. They can offer you terms if money is a little on the short side on this. They can offer you anything that'll make you happy. They want you to be happy because until you're happy, they're not. Go and talk to Charlie Bordelon, Chris Bordelon, or also you can, that's in Marksville, and in Crowley you can talk to our buddy Todd Bordelon, and Jennings, you can talk to Mr. Farrell Dupre, not Bordelon, no, he's Farrell Dupre, but they're all fine folks, and they're all beaucoup anxious to serve you, and they're all beaucoup anxious to talk to you. They can speak English or French. En français ou en anglais. They're happy when they see you walking into the front door, and you'll be even happier. You'll be whistling that little tune when you're going to be leaving one of their locations. Don't trust my word. Don't trust anyone else's word. Find out for yourself. Bordelon's Home Furnishings in Marksville, Crowley, and Jennings.
We invite our people, our listeners, Charlie, to check out our Facebook page. We want to thank Miss Mabel Foreman for sharing all those wonderful pictures that she took last night, and we have them on our Facebook page, sur La Tasse de Café, all those great pictures of our La Tasse de Café reunion involving all of those children from the French Immersion Program along with their teachers, and it gives you kind of an idea of the crowds of people that packed the Main Street Pizza location last night. C'était une bonne occasion.
I tell you what, I wish Miss Mabel would be listening. I want her to answer one question that I have in mind on this. She did a beautiful job in taking all this. How many of those pictures she took in French?
Take in French?
Mais en français, c'est un programme en français.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that.
Et Mabel peut parler en français aussi bien.
In fact, I think I heard her say a few words last night en français.
Oh, ouais. Elle est jack of all trades. Et merci beaucoup à Miss Mabel. Elle a fait un bon job.
Awesome. Yes, she did.
Quand on a besoin des portraits, tu peux être sûr. Have camera, we'll have Mabel.
That's it.
Thank you, Miss Mabel.
You will never see her without a camera.
Hey, Mark.
They take such great pictures. Yes, sir.
Bon, les affaires, tes filles, avec tout ça, là, la faim m'a pris.
Ta faim?
Oui, la faim m'a pris, Mark. C'est temps pour un pizza shack. Pizza.
Oh.
Lord de mes amis. Mon estomac a fait grogner en tout ici, je ne sais pas qui y avait, mais c'est parce que j'ai faim pour un de ces fameux pizzas par le Pizza Shack. Tony et Hélène Perotti a pu faire depuis dans 19... Il y a 24 ou 25 ans, ils ont pu faire ça là. C'est tout le temps le même recette, mon. Et vous allez tout le temps être garanti, vous allez tout le temps est bien servi. Ça va tout en sortir de loin avant, parce que le repas va être beaucoup délicieux. C'est la place ici, vous pouvez tout le temps être sûr de. Ça use les ingrédients et le meilleur de possible. Ça fait leur sauce aux autres mêmes. C'est un signature sauce de fait tous les ans. Oh, excusez-moi, tous les jours, la même moyenne. Et ça vous fait un mi. Homemade dough. One of a kind. Ça va tout le temps trouver le goût le même. Comme vous allez venir et vous allez deal avec Tony et Hélène Perotti. Et tous ces travailleurs là de coude. C'est du monde qui travaille. C'est moi comme une bonne petite promise. Ils vont grouiller tout le temps. Ils sont tout le temps après vous offrir de l'aise. Si vous avez besoin de quelque chose, ils sont là. Can I help you? Tout ça. What can I do? Et puis, vous pouvez se fier à tout ça. Et ça, ça ne change pas rien d'extra, Marc. Ça vous donne le service comme ça, là. Ça veut, vous êtes, serez bien fiers dans eux. Et on comprend, ils ont là une location à cette heure-là. Ils ont ouvert à banque. Ça fait, vous pouvez être sûr, vous ne pouvez jamais aller wrong comme ça. Bah, deal avec le Pizza Shack. Le Pizza Shack des Appalousas à 1242 Edith Street aux Appalousas, 337-948-4838.
All right. And I think, and you can, that's a special testimony from Charlie Manuel, because Charlie, you've enjoyed some delicious meals over there through the years, haven't you?
I can taste it right now, Mark. Ooh. C'est bon.
Give us a call. Asmatin, sur la tasse de café. Speaking of food, it doesn't get any better than some good rice and gravy and that good rice, that Prairie Ron rice we want to talk about right now. Here's a special message from Beth James, the owner of James Farms in nearby Prairie Ron. Our goal at James Farms is to grow and mill the best rice we can achieve and protect the land that we steward for the future. From our farm to your table, we're proud to offer you Prairie Ron rice. Our rice variety cooks evenly and provides a good source of grain for your family. Our long grain rice variety is gluten-free from non-GMO plants. Our farm has been managed by Rolando Sanchez for over 35 years, and we hope you enjoy what we've reaped from the heart of rice country in Louisiana. Available locally in Ville Platte at Champagne's Grocery and Champagne's in Lafayette. And you can buy Prairie Ron rice at Benny's Supermarket in Opelousas. Be sure to ask your grocer to start carrying Prairie Ron rice. Visit their website for more information about James Farms and our products at PrairieRoneRice.com. That's Prairie Ron rice, from our farm to your table. Hey, check it out. That Prairie Ron rice, you'll find more and more people are switching over to Prairie Ron rice, locally grown rice. And you know what? You can taste the difference. And again, it's available here locally at Champagne's. And if your local store doesn't offer Prairie Ron rice, ask for it by name. They can get it for you. And again, once you try it, you'll never go back to your old rice. Again, Prairie Ron rice, you can taste the difference. C'est à peu près 8 heures et demie. It's 8:30 in the morning. And you're listening in to La Tasse de Café for Thursday mornings and Gros Jeudi Matin. And when is the rain going to fall, Charlie? When's our next chance of rain? Do we have a little chance of rain this weekend, you know?
It don't say nothing about rain for the next week or so.
Oh, boy. So it's going to... And le chasseresse après continuer, huh?
Mais c'est l'été, Mark.
No, we're officially in fall now. So don't even mention summer anymore, Charlie.
Well, I don't know. The temperature hasn't...
it hasn't cooled down much.
I haven't noticed the difference. When you're calling the temperature high of 91 degrees, that's not fall weather.
That is not fall. You're right. I agree with you there.
But you see, the forecast hasn't caught up with the almanac right now. That's what it is. The calendar. It's all ahead of time.
So when do you think we're going to get our first good cool front, our first touch of fall? You think in the next week or two?
I'd say in about a week and a half. We've got some weathers brewing out in the Atlantic right now that are playing around with our weather, Mark.
But it's time.
These disturbances, they're muddy in the water.
We need some cool weather. As our caller just called, we need some gumbo weather.
It's going to be, Mark. Moi, je dois le travail toujours. Je peux toujours crank mon air conditioning. Moi, je ne regarde pas pour la température dehors. Quand j'ai faim pour un gambo, moi, je me fais un gambo. Et puis, écoute, tu connais qui? Il est bon, ouais.
It still tastes good. Hein?
J'ai jamais eu pour le donner à les chats et les chiens.
But you know what? Gumbo and cool weather just go together. You want that cold weather, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, we want it. It's coming around.
C'est temps.
Peut-être que ce serait temps que je me brasse un de mes soupes. Comme moi, ma femme a besoin de faire là. Il y a beaucoup de temps, je m'en fais un. Ça, c'est un soupe, you see. C'est pour quelqu'un qui veut perdre du poids. Il n'y a pas personne qui a besoin de perdre ça, mais peut-être c'est ça notre besoin.
Something that you brought up with the food, something that one of our friends last night mentioned in the story, and I want you to talk about it, Charlie, because it brings back memory to me. You remember when Bob Manuel talked last night about his memory growing up and going to the big, to his grandparents,
uh-huh.
And the kids were always fed last on Charlie.
Oh,
and it was the men that were fed first, and then the ladies, and then the kids came last. Do you remember that?
And then the kids, you better not come around that kitchen when they were serving.
And you always, the kids always had the very last pieces of meat, if there was anything left, huh?
Pop was served. Yeah.
Do you remember that? I wonder if anybody remembers being served like that. The kids were always served last. The men folk were always gotten their meals first.
I can remember when we were kids, we'd go to Mamu, to old grandma's house, and grandma had one of these old-fashioned benches, un grand banc,
uh-huh.
En arrière de sa table.
Uh-huh.
Et bon, tu pouvais probablement mettre 4 ou 5 petits dessus ça, là. Quand c'était temps, là, ça nous appelait dehors, là. Quand il y en a monté du temps, tu ne peux pas voir la figure force à te poussiérer. Il fallait m'amener des barbeaux et un cibrin avec l'eau pour les rentrer dans la maison. Ça n'y mettait assis. Mais quand on était des petits anges, là, il
n'y
en a pas un qui serait mal comporté parce qu'on ne voulait pas attraper un coup moyen, un coup qui a été perdu, tu connais? A lost hit down the road to keep still. We want our best manners. But that's the very, very truth on this over here. And I'll tell you one thing. I can remember, Mark, when we were kids, that was way back yonder, every Saturday morning, Papa would hitch up his horse, and he'd take his little sack, and she sack, and il allait à la boucherie. Mm-hmm. Il faisait une boucherie tous les samedis, là. Il aurait été sur acheter sa provision de viande, son petit paquet de viande. Il revenait avec ça. Et ça, c'était la provision pour la semaine, ça.
Wow.
Et quand maman aurait cuit ça, s'il y avait un morceau qui restait dans la chaudière, va pas croire que tu aurais eu l'œil pour garder, pour essayer d'avoir ça toi-même. Ah. That's papa's piece. Faut-il si quitte ça tranquille, toi? Tu pouvais manger du pain de maillou, ça c'était... S'il y avait un morceau de
viande... One final piece of meat, it went to Dad.
Huh? Oh, yeah, Pop got the final piece on this mm-hmm. over here. But I can remember, Mark, that I don't know the complete details. I don't know if it was always at the same place or if it was a special boucherie or what, but Daddy would... I think it was on Saturdays. I think he'd hitch up his horse, il allait à cheval. Il a été chercher son paquet de viande.
For the neighborhood boucherie, right?
Je ne connais pas où il allait, mais il revenait avec son paquet de viande.
And it had to last the whole week, huh?
Mais wow. Il fallait, c'est la seule chose. Mais là, c'était pour préserver cette viande pour la semaine aussi, parce qu'il n'y avait pas de glacière.
So what did y'all do?
Maman l'a préservé quelques mois ou d'autres, dessus ça. Je ne me rappelle pas trop dessus ça. C'est moyen...
So there was no ice box at all back then.
Huh? Oh, no. Ça, on mettait ça dans le puits, dans la citerne.
And that kind of kept it cool?
Well, yeah, you put it in a glass jar, and it would seal it tight
uh-huh.
and drop it down in the cistern, and the cistern would always stay cool, you know?
Right.
C'était pas frais, mais ça allait stay fresh.
It wouldn't spoil.
Et you see, la viande n'aurait pas. Et c'est ça. Ça, c'est une chose. Je peux me rappeler pas sûr, c'est ça. Mais là, des garde-manger, that's a buffet they've had on this. And That's where they keep, like, their milk and products, like, for example, le cahier. M'en mettez ça dedans le garde à manger, je dis ça pour.
So how do you say that again, garde à manger?
And garde à manger.
And how do you say it in English?
And that's a food. How do I say that just now?
And garde à manger.
Yeah. It's a food keeper right there that she had in, and they went in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Yeah. C'est ça. Elle en avait parlé l'autre jour pour faire le, comment t'appelles ça, notre couscous en caillé. Nous autres, on aimait tous les cakes dans maman, les donner un bol de caillé, on aurait attrapé du riz, du sucre. Ouais, il ne fallait pas abuser le sucre parce que le sucre était à moins ration, ça fait. Il fallait user ça un petit peu dans la foie. Écoute, c'était bon, Mark. C'était meilleur qu'un ciseau de crème, ça.
Oh! You ready for some calls, Charlie?
Oh, yes, c'est pas dit.
And then dial your operator.
Uh-oh.
Let's try this call.
All right, et bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Hello, Charlie. C'est Henry Manuel.
Oui, Henry. Comment ça va ce matin?
Oh, ça va beaucoup bien. Tu vas me donner la faim.
T'as pas cuit de gambole encore?
Non. Mais tu connais que mon vieux grand-père faisait, mon vieux beau-père faisait?
Uh-huh.
Il dit, si on va au gambo dimanche, il dit, tu sens un beau-père, tu mets l'air conditioner, tu mets plus haut.
Exactement. Et tord le cou d'une grosse poule grasse.
Charlie, moi, ma femme, on a 66 ans. Et moi, quand ça cuisait à dîner, les hommes mangeaient premier, les femmes mangeaient, là, les enfants mangeaient.
That's right.
That's what I remember, too.
Ça, c'était la moyenne. That was the rule of the land.
Yeah, moi, j'étais jeune garçon. Avant, j'ai jamais connu qu'une poule avait plus que les ailes.
C'est moi comme Bob de Benicondé hier de soir.
You never
là.
Got a drumstick, huh?
Non, non. Ben, tu connais, ça me faisait pas rien. Hein? J'étais dehors pour jouer, ça me gênait pas.
On aurait eu ça tout le même moyen. Et des fois, ça n'est passé un...
Ça nous a pas tué.
Ça n'est passé un petit morceau de saucisse tous les quelques temps pour nous satisfaire.
Ouais, des fois, il y avait passé, même sur le terrain. On peut lui mettre ses saucisses dans un jar en clé.
Right.
Avec le, là, il est bougonné, là, il les mettait en dedans, et puis là, il mettait le chuif, la graisse de cochon par-dessus.
C'est comme ça.
That's how it would seal off. Quand tu cassais la croûte, tu ôtais ta bout de saucisse, ça t'avait besoin.
That's what I remember how Mama would preserve the sauces. Daddy would naturally.
Mama nous donnait des petites grillades de bacon pour la pêche.
Oh, allez, on se crévisse. Oh, t'es pas fou.
On mangeait le grillade de bacon avant d'arriver au lac. Ça fait on attrape des vieilles petites ranettes et des sangs pour attraper pour faire des affaires.
Ça veut dire que le bacon, ça le quittait pendu dans la bouconnière. Je connais pas. Uh-huh. Il gagnait son goût du long du temps qu'il était dedans. Là.
Mais ça faisait pas des gros feux dans les bouconnières.
Non.
Il y a un peu boucon.
Aujourd'hui, ça veut le cuire au moitié du temps pour le faire aussi vite possible.
Exactement, exactement. Moi, quand je fais le mien, moi, je le cuis pas. Le mien n'est pas cuit quand j'ai fini.
Il n'est pas supposé d'être cuit.
Boucon est.
Les saucisses et du tasseau, il n'est pas besoin d'être cuit.
Non.
Mais
non.
Ça veut pas comprendre tout ça, les choses là.
Ouais, je souhaite une bonne journée.
Merci, Henry, pour le phone call.
OK, bye-bye.
Good.
Thank you. Another call, Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, Hello? Charlie.
Hello?
Comment ça va, Charlie?
Cool, ça va tant que tu veux.
Et puis, l'homme t'avait parlé pour le bout de saucisse. Ça me fait penser à un de mes frères. Il m'a dit un jour, son beau-frère, lui, avait venu pour dîner, mais il avait arrivé un peu tard, ça qu'on ne sait pas, il t'a fait venir. Ça fait fou, il va à la boutique acheter d'autres viandes. Il a été là-bas à la boutique, il a acheté 10 sous de saucisses.
Uh-huh.
10 sous?
10 sous. Uh-huh. Et tu crois que ça... Je crois pas que ça peut peser pour 10 sous. Hein?
Non.
Mais ça me fait penser à des affaires que j'ai brassées quand on allait visiter ma grand-mère à Mamou.
Quand il m'a dit ça, Il m'a montré un de ses, tu connais ces petits livres de que ça chargeait à la boutique.
Uh-huh.
Ouais, la page était pleine. La page, tous les lignes avaient quelque chose dessus.
Les 10 sous.
Le grand taureau, t'es moins que 2 piastres. Ça fait, c'était pas beaucoup cher pour vivre dans le temps ça.
Right.
Pas du tout.
Mais le monde n'est pas beaucoup né comme ça beaucoup aujourd'hui, donc.
Oh non. Et là, vous avez parlé pour aller à l'école et tout quelque chose. Moi, j'étais au couvent. Et les sœurs, écoute, les autres, c'est discrimination. Les autres sont discriminés against the boys. C'est tout le temps les garçons qui attrapaient les coups.
Oh.
Les petites filles, les autres, c'était les petites saintes vierges.
Ça les flattait.
Les autres attrapaient les coups, les autres étaient trop bêtes pour s'apercevoir que les autres sont pas plus smart que les autres. Ça se faisait pas attraper, les autres.
Uh-huh.
Les autres attrapaient.
C'est des petites anges.
Hey, écoute, dans les 40 et les 50, écoute, les petites filles, je pense que tu es smart. Je pense que tu es plus smart que les garçons. Mais anyhow, moi je connais une note assez bon, tu connais. On n'a jamais fait rien de mauvais une note.
Ah, mais tu dois croire.
J'ai dit ça, les soeurs. Of course. Je dis ça à tout le monde, même. Si ce n'avait pas été les sœurs et ma femme, je pense que je serais soit à la pénitentiaire ou je serais mort à nous l'autre.
Oh, Lordy.
Les sœurs le m'ont straighten out, je veux dire.
Mais c'est pour ça qu'ils sont là.
Ah ouais. Hey, mais ils ont été à la prison, ouais, parce qu'ils ont été child abuse ou les autres. L'affaire de la moyenne, ça couche ça, c'est tout. Ça me dit à cette heure, les maîtresses et les maîtres d'école pour ne pas toucher les petits, pour ne pas les fouetter. Oh, Lord!
Things have changed.
Mais hey, il y a du monde qui n'a pas de contrôle dessus de tout ça. Ça, c'est la raison.
Oui, mais ça, that's, I mean, not, don't abuse them, but I'll tell you what. If we didn't get at least one spanking a day, well, there was something wrong. We must have been sick.
Hey, here. How do they say that? How do they used to say that? They spare the rod and spoil the child?
There you go.
That was their method of operation in those days.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you what, I can't say they were mean. The nuns were mean, but they were very strict.
They were strict.
And I'm sure the other teachers were, too, in the public school. I can't verify that, but I can verify the Sacred Heart School back in the late 40s and the early 50s and mid 50s, really.
Well,
I didn't graduate till 54, so I had nuns for 12 years. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Well, it's like Jim Swaddle was saying last night at our reunion. He said when he had started school, going to school at Sacred Heart, and he said it was costing like $2 a month.
$1.25.
Wow. And I tell you what, I told him, Jim, I said, I never went to Sacred Heart. And he said, well, why not? Because I said, we never could afford the $2 a month.
There you go. That's exactly right. Exactly right.
So,
you know, what was good with Sacred Heart, once you started playing sports, no matter what sport, basketball, football, track, or baseball, softball, you didn't have to pay anymore.
Wasn't that Monsignor LeBlanc that started that program?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He sure did. He got me and he told my dad, he said, that long before I started playing ball, he said, you don't have to pay for him. I'll see to that. So my brother had played back, oh, Lord, when they had first started football at Sacred Heart. I don't know what year that was, but I had my brother next to me, and he didn't have to pay because Father DeBlanc, and when I came along, well, I didn't have to pay either. But it was $1.25.
Wow!
That's when everybody was known as Peanut around Sacred Heart. There you go. And Monsignor would—he always knew every student from Sacred Heart. How you do, Peanut?
Oh yeah, and you know when he left, I think he left in 19.
He was in the '50s.
52 or 53. I forget the exact year. But when he come back to Ville Platte, he knew he'd go to Sacred Heart, and he knew who the kids belong, which family they belonged to.
Wow.
And I tell you another thing, Hill, and you may have noticed that too, but we'd go visit in Lake Charles every once in a while, and we'd attend Mass at his church.
Uh-huh.
Believe me, he'd spot us after the Mass. He'd spot us. He recognized the people from Ville Platte too.
Oh, yeah. My brother and I, we were fishing. We were coming back from fishing that Sunday, and we saw a little church close to Lake Charles. I forgot the name of the church. But guess who? When we were dirty, you know, we've been camping for two or three days.
Uh-huh.
And we sat in the back pew, the last pew. And don't you think he saw us coming in?
Uh-huh.
And he was, and when he made his sermon, he said, well, he says, I better cut it short. But he said, I've seen some Ville Platte people there. They're not used to having long sermons over there in Ville Platte. So he came and talked to us. He was a jewel, a king of a priest, I tell you that.
He definitely was. But anyhow.
And, you know, Monsignor Bourgeois, after Father DeBlanc left, he says, the trouble with Ville Platte, they're always judging the priest that's coming, you know, the assistants, that they compare him with Father DeBlanc. He said, that's not right. It's not fair.
Fair or not, that's the way it was, though.
Well, that's the way it was, and it still is. It still is.
Yeah.
The one that knew him, I tell you what, you wouldn't know he was a priest between Monday and Friday, because he'd work alongside the other people, you know?
Yeah.
When that gym burnt, man, you know what he'd do? On Fridays, they had a lot of volunteers doing the work. On Fridays, they did donate. He didn't buy but he'd come with a case of ice cold beer.
Uh-huh.
Friday afternoons and treat the men that were working.
Uh-huh.
At the gym, you know, redoing the gym.
Yeah, right.
So, and I know he didn't buy, because he couldn't buy nothing. He couldn't buy anything in Ville Platte. Give it to him.
Because number one thing, he didn't have any money. Number two things, they didn't want his money.
Oh, no. Oh, he offered to pay. He always did. He never chitted like I do for the VFW, you know. But him, he never chitted. He wanted to pay, but they wouldn't let him. They wouldn't let him pay.
That'd be a topic of discussion for another time.
Let's go. And somebody else wants to talk. Okay. We'll talk to y'all later. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Hill. Appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Hill. Another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Bonjour, mon ami. Mon nom est Jonathan Cammy DeVille. Mon parle français est peu. Mon comprend est beaucoup.
Okay.
I want to go back to what y'all were talking about a while ago. At my house, the kids and everything, they would eat first.
Uh-huh.
And to get them out of the way. And me, I was a young whippersnapper boy. I'd eat my food so fast, my daddy would tell me, wait till everybody gets served at least once before you go back in the pot.
Whoa. That's why they have sweet people that eat so fast. They wanted to get into that pot again, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're figuring it out now. Mm-hmm.
Well, look, avancez-vous.
Merci beaucoup pour le call.
Thank you for calling, sir. 363-2124, Charlie, c'est ton tour.
Écoute, va dire qui? Allons aller te charrer pour ici, tes salles et tout ça. Moi, je veux charrer pour un carte beaucoup, beaucoup nécessaire. C'est garder le nom et le fond de nombre de cette personne bien, bien handé de ce salle. Parce qu'un jour, vous aurez besoin. Et on parle pour Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service. Le Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service est en business depuis dans 1977. Il y a plusieurs années qu'il est en business de ce salle. Ça veut dire que Robert est un professionnel. Il est un master plumber, un vétéran. Il a son master plumber license. Le numéro est 636, by the way. Et lui, il est assuré, il est paré pour vous servir. Il peut vous donner des estimations par-dessus tout ça. Là. Il peut remplacer des vieux sinks et des faucets, changer des plumbing repairs et des fixtures. Il peut faire tout ça. Juste ça, là, pour faire, c'est les contacts qu'on a. 363-5874. Le Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service est le numéro pour vous appeler. Et Mark, c'est vous.
All right, Charlie, and...
You're looking at something.
Yes, sir.
It would go hand in hand with the Robert Perron Plumbing.
It does?
Well, you got the Farmer's Almanac.
Yes.
Mais il y a des suggestions de toute qualité dedans.
Oh, absolutely, Charlie. And I'm glad we're bringing this up because... We're down to the final one, and we want to give it away right now. If you'd like to win a free copy, compliments of KVPI, a brand new copy of the Old Farmer's 2020 Almanac, you start calling now. Our phone number is 363-2124, area code 337-363-2124. And if you're the third caller number three, calling in, you will get a free copy of the Old Farmer's 2020 Almanac. And it's a lot of good information in there, Charlie.
Beaucoup d'information. But in the meantime, can I talk about H2O pools and supplies?
Yes, sir.
Now, we know we complained here a few weeks back that we were having too many rains and it was messing up with our water in the pools, and we were having problems in keeping our balance in the water. Bring a sample of that water to H2O pools and supplies. And they're going to analyze it for free. They'll tell you what chemicals you need to correct the problem. And ask a professional crew how to save some money when you're using the Pro-Team Supremes as a simple pool and spa care. Pro-Team Supreme does it all. It can prevent and inhibit algae growth that reduces eye and skin irritation. It makes and it gives a silky... smooth feeling to that water. It's compatible with all the sanitizers. It helps to maintain the balance. Believe me, if you have any questions, call the expert at H2O Pools and Supplies. The location here in Ville Platte is at 215 East Pine, 363-6729, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Their second location is 330 North C.C. Dusson Street in Eunice, 546-6999. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and then on Saturdays from 9 to noon. H2O Pools and Supplies, your exclusive dealer for Pro-Team Supreme.
Okay, Charlie, and congratulations. We've got our winner, Raymond Gilry. Mr. Raymond Gilry is the winner of the, he was caller number 3 on our line. And he is the winner of our final Old Farmer's Almanac giveaway. So congratulations to Raymond.
The proud owner.
Yes, sir.
Okay, can I talk now about Epic Insurance, Mark?
Yes.
Before I think our phone might be ringing. Hold on. We've got our winner, by the way. But hold on if you're giving us a call. We'll be with you in just a second. Everybody's personal insurance center. And that's Epic Insurance. And they're in Mamou. Because your future is never clear, Epic Insurance is there for you. You're invited to visit with Bridget Bofa, the owner and the insurance agent herself, at 508 6th Street in Mamou. 508 6th Street in Mamou, and she's going to be able to sit down and analyze the situation and cover you with a policy of insurance that you are looking for any occasions or any problems that you may be looking towards. Call Bridget today, 468-EPIC, 468 and that's 3742. She has the license, and she'll stand behind you when the times get rough. Everybody's Personal Insurance Center, 468-3742, or stop by at 508 6th Street, Mamou.
Okay, Charlie, let's take another call.
Okay, bonjour. Qu'est-ce qu'il parle?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning? It's Tony Godo.
We're doing fine. How you doing?
Oh, I can't complain, man. I'm sure the squirrels are getting nervous about this time, but... I'm teaching my 5-year-old grandson, Tucker, how to talk French. And the word came up yesterday about a spider. David Strand and I were talking about it, and I was stumped. I don't even know how to say spider in French.
You want me to tell you?
No, he didn't know. How do you say spider?
Annie.
A what?
Annie.
Okay. And but yeah, Tucker's learning how to speak French. And he was at a camp at the Little Ben, and he said the other day, La Mare Queste, Mobile. And the grown-ups, like, were blown away with him. But a lot of them didn't know what he was talking about, but La Mare Queste. They didn't know nothing else about it.
Uh-huh.
So now maybe he can teach his mama how to talk French. It's like they skipped that generation.
Uh-huh. That's a good step towards...
Yeah, I'm sure glad that y'all keeping it alive, man. You know.
We're doing our best, buddy.
Well, y'all have a good day, man. I just wanted to run that by.
We appreciate the phone call, and have a good day.
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you, Tony. And again, say it again, Charlie, slow. How do you say a spider in French?
Annie.
An Annie?
Annie.
Okay, so that's the spider word in French.
You noticed we were talking about Annie. You saw... a testimony last night to one of our friends. We met up at the reunion on this, had an encounter with a brown recluse.
Oh, my goodness.
That had bitten him on the forehead.
And he showed us the pictures.
He got the pictures on this over here.
Yeah.
And, Mark, how deep does the skin go?
Very deep.
How many, what do you say?
How many, several quarters, huh?
5 quarters.
Wow.
And Mark asked him, how deep is the skin go there? And he said, the doctor told him, 5 quarters deep. That was how deep he had to go in order to clean up the incision that was on this over here. Hey, Mark, call?
No, sir.
But dear qui, you have very bon temps ce matin. C'était un vrai plaisir.
But before we go, we have another couple of messages we want to talk about, Charlie. One is Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center.
Did you know that over half of the U.S. population tests positive for one or more allergens, including pollen, dust mites, animal dander, food, and stinging insects? Do you suffer through months of runny noses, congestion, and asthma, or even be at risk for a visit to the emergency room? It's time to stop suffering and start fighting your allergies. Doctors Bernard Frugier, Dr. Bina Joseph, and Dr. Andrew Collins at the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center in Lafayette are fellowship trained and certified by the American Board of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They treat patients of all ages. The Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center can treat your allergies and change your life. Call Dr. Frugier, Dr. Joseph, or Dr. Collins today to schedule your appointment. 337-981-9495 or visit their website for more information at allergyla.com. That's the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Southwest Louisiana.
We don't want to forget another place of business that's one of our great sponsors for so many years, and that is our good friend Perry and Tim Pete and the whole crew at Perry Pete Ford.
Perry Pete Ford Company is your Ford dealer in Eunice, offering new and used Ford automobiles, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks all at great prices. Come in and let one of their professional salespeople show you their huge selections to choose from. You'll find the car or truck of your dream from their selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, if they don't have what you're looking for, they can find that right vehicle for you. If you're looking for a great deal on a Ford truck, you'll find it at Perry Pete Ford in Eunice. The Ford F-150 is the ultimate work truck, featuring impressive torque and fuel economy. They offer new and pre-owned trucks, and they offer factory incentives, low finance rates, factory warranties, and most important, a friendly staff and professional service. Come in and have a cup of coffee with them. Let them show you why more and more people shop at Perry Pete Ford, 3420 Highway 190 East in Eunice, or phone 457-2231 or 1-800-848-7395.
Thank you, Jim. It's cross, c'est tout notre temps, Charlie.
C'est tout fini. On arrive au bout de notre trip pour ce matin. Ça a été un vrai plaisir d'être back avec vous autres ici pour ce matin. On va être back demain matin, soit. Encore avec le programme de la tasse de café. Aujourd'hui, le programme a été fait possible à travers les compléments de Blake's Pharmacy, Pizza Shack, Epic Insurance, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Robert Perron Plumbing, Lakeview RV Park, Evangeline Bank and Trust, Prairie Roan Rice, H2O Pools and Supplies, Barry Pete Ford, Cajun Catfish, Bearwood Furniture, Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. Say, wow! And the Villeplatte Transmission. Merci beaucoup. Ça a été un vrai plaisir d'être avec vous autres. On va se revoir demain matin. Que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.
Bien, merci, Charlie. And thank you, everybody, for listening in to notre programme, La Tasse de Café. Stay tuned for classic country music with Cheryl as we spotlight the music of the late and great Marty Robbins all day. And right here on FM 92.5, we got DJ Jacob and his morning show coming up in the next few minutes. Keep it right here on 92.5. Have a wonderful day, everybody.